This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm George Varney. The public comment period for the Clark Lane Non-Motorized Improvement Project wraps up November 20th. The project proposes widening the busy Columbia Road 5 feet on each side and restriping the road to include 11-foot wide lanes and 6-foot wide shoulders. At an informal open house meeting last night, members of a group advocating sidewalks for the plan voiced their safety concerns to Columbia Public Works officers. Columbia resident Joan Wilcox says the exclusion of sidewalks from the plan now will create more accidents.
And I don't understand why they think it's less expensive to put in a temporary thing that's going to need as much construction as if you're going to put in a sidewalk and tear up Clark Lane.
Columbia Public Works engineer Cliff Jarvis says sidewalks are planned for the project in 3 years, but there is an urgent need for the widening of the road. He says that building a sidewalk is a 3-year process because it is a MoDOT route and coordinating a project takes time. November is the start of deer mating season, making this time the most common month for deer-related accidents. Captain Tim Hall of the Missouri State Highway Patrol says drivers experienced nearly 4,000 deer-related crashes last year.
It's about one deer strike every 2.2 hours in the state. And in those crashes just last year, 5 people were killed and 411 were injured in those crashes.
Hull says Missouri is unlike many states because even urban areas have surrounding forests, allowing urban accidents as well. Following charges of theft and numerous campaign finance violations, Missouri Representative Steve Webb of North St. Louis County has not decided if he will step down from his seat. But as Chris McDaniel reports, the Democrat is receiving a lot of pressure from his party.
On Wednesday, House Minority Leader Jake Hummel said Webb told him that he would step down after charges that Webb stole $3,000 that was supposed to be used for the Legislative Black Caucus. But Hummel says Webb has since had a change of heart. Webb says he hasn't decided yet if he will resign. Hummel, the top Democrat in the House, is putting considerable pressure on Webb to make the decision quickly.
Being a legislator is tasking at times, and I think his constituents deserve to have someone that's completely focused on their needs, and you know he's obviously going to have to be focusing on this issue.
If Webb does step down, Governor Jay Nixon will have to set a date for a special election in the solidly Democratic district. I'm Chris McDaniel.
The Roman Catholic Diocese of Jefferson City is seeking public input on the need for a possible new parish church and school in Columbia. A case statement handed out at a listening session Monday night at the St. Thomas More Newman Center in Columbia says that in the past decade, the enrollment in Columbia's three parishes has expanded by 16%, and the area's Hispanic population has increased by 115%. Reverend Joseph Coral, interim director of the Diocese of Jefferson City, says that a listening session in Spanish will take place for the Hispanic population.
We have not had our Hispanic population listening session yet, but they're just as much a part of this Catholic Church as the Anglos.
Sister Kathleen Wegman, chancellor of the Diocese of Jefferson City, says no decisions about a new parish and school will be made until next spring. The head of the Missouri Department of Transportation has unveiled a 20-year plan that's based on more than 12,000 suggestions from the public. But as Marshall Griffin reports, the state currently cannot afford to implement it.
MoDOT Director Dave Nichols says it would cost more than $70 billion to fund all the suggestions they've received from Missouri residents, and that his agency is currently estimated to only have $17 billion available over the next 20 years.
We're going to go out and talk to the public again to ensure that our draft long-range plan has the right things in it. If we need to tweak it, if we need to refine it, we will do that.
The 20-year plan does not contain any commitments to rebuild any specific highways, namely I-70 or I-44, but Nichols says the final version is expected to address ways to upgrade those interstates. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri's 4th and 8th graders are doing about the same on math and reading tests as they were 2 years ago, and average when compared to the rest of the country. That's according to a 2013 report released today by the National Assessment of Educational Progress, or NAEP. The test is given to a sample of students. Among 4th graders, 35% scored at or above the NAEP proficient level in reading and 39% in math. The percentages were similar among 8th graders, with 36% scoring at or above proficient in reading and 33% scoring at or above the proficient level in math. Warming centers and shelters have now opened in Columbia. KBIA's Roman Klusel has the details.
The Boone County Department of Public Health and Human Services has 14 buildings during winter months, Representatives say 8 of these buildings are warming centers, but the remaining 6 serves as shelters where people can spend the night out of the cold. Spokesperson Andrea Weiner of the Department of Health says the buildings are chosen for location and capacity.
We want to make sure that they are centrally located and easily accessible for a variety of our citizens in Columbia and Boone County.
She also says the warming centers are available to the general public. St. Francis House is one of the shelters welcoming men this winter. The building has 14 beds available and has welcomed people year-round for over 30 years. Steve Jacob is an advocate and a member of St. Francis House community. He says most of people are staying for a long period.
Well, about a third of the people stay here for short term and come and go. But we've had some people that have been here for years.
Another shelter, Salvation Army Herbal House, has 61 beds, and organizers say they served over 27,000 meals and provided 16,000 lodging nights last year. Romain Cluzel, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm George Varney.